and also our centennial year for BC, we think it's only fitting that we should be asking some of our people who have lived out here in Burnaby for many years something about Burnaby as it was when they came. So I'd like at this time to introduce you to Mrs. Lillian Jones. And Mrs. Jones, would you like to come forward? I think this
Jones is going to cut the cake too.
Mrs. Jones here was born in Burnaby in June 1891. Sounds better, doesn't it? The right way around. On June the 28th. And she was born in 3rd Avenue in Burnaby in Lot 11. Now, I know that many people haven't heard of 3rd Avenue, Lot 11. Where's Lot 11 at that time in 1891?
Well, it's Lot 12 now.
We're moving ahead.
Yeah.
We're now Lot 12.
Uh-huh.
But you're living on Lot 13.
That's right. I spent 48 years married life on Lot 12.
My goodness.
And now I'm on Lot 13, but I'm still happy.
Should I ask them? No, I won't.
No, why?
She went to school at what was formerly Hastings Road School.
Yes.
Now, what has happened to Hastings Road School?
Well, it's a little house, a little square house between 18th and 19th Avenue.
18th and 19th Avenue.
Yeah.
That's near the Stride Avenue district?
Yes. Yes, I think the Lewis girls will remember that. They're in the front seat there, too.
My.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the Lewis girls? Oh, the two there. Oh, they're next on the line.
Yes, they went to school there, too.
When you came out here, what did you think of the place?
When I came out, my parents came to Vancouver in 1888, and
She got it.
You can't hear.
Sorry about that. Okay, we'll move in. I want to know what she thinks about the place. When she got old. Yeah.
Well, those days it was just all forest. Gilly Brothers were logging off at 14th Avenue, which was then called Wise Road. And Canada Way was Hastings Road into Vancouver. It went over to Hastings Street, Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Now, what else?
Any more questions?
Because I'm almost like the Irishman that fell in the well. I'm not quite speechless, but he was.
Well, I think you're doing fine. I think that, was there many people around at that time?
Oh, very few. The Reeve of Burnaby, Reeve Shaw, he lived just opposite. The house still stands on 13th Avenue, Burnaby. It's part of Normanna Rest Home.
Uh-huh. Good.
Now,
I bet many people have passed that place.
I should say so.
Now, at that time, were you a horseback rider?
Oh, I certainly was. I'll tell you what I used to do. We had a herd of cows, and I'd take them up to the top of the Grandview Highway Hill, throw stones at them, and then go back and go into school. And there were two other herds beside mine, and they had cowbells. I still have the cowbell at home. And we would hear the different cowbells, and one pupil would look at the other and say, "No, that's not mine, that's yours." So our hand would go up and the teacher would say, "Yes, can I go out and turn the cows back?" So that happened quite often, especially when the food got kind of scarce. Now,
how many was in your herd?
Oh, well,
cows, that is.
Well, we just had a couple of cows, but my uncle over in Collinwood, Vancouver, on Commercial Drive, he had a ranch over there. He's flied part of Vancouver, and he took sick and brought them all over to my dad's home. My dad's name was Mr. George Davis. I don't suppose there's any man in Burnaby ever heard of him. pony and through the municipal hall because he built roads in Burnaby after he logged with Gilly Brothers. Now, that's about all I can think of, girls.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's wonderful, and I'm sure that it brings back very, very pleasant memories to many people. And you will see.
There's only one thing I forgot to say, and that's in 1955, we had five generations in the family, four born in Burnaby. My mother was born in Sussex, England. Now, that's it, girls.
Thank you very much.